I'm Dahlia Malik, and this is Interruption Show, the live show where I bring rotating guest co-hosts to join me in interrupting stand-up comedians mid-performance to ask burning questions, find out what happened next, and dig for backstories about jokes. This show was recorded live at the Glendale Room in Los Angeles. The co-host is Winston Carter, and it features John Huck, Andrew Johnston, Kai, and Aisha Alpha. The artwork is by Maddie Lipchonsky, and the theme music is by Show You Suck.
Interruption show. Interruption show. Interruption show. Interruption show. Interruption show. It's the interruption show.
I'm gonna bring up my co-host for tonight, and he didn't want to plug anything, and both of us, he and I together, we feel like we want to get compliments based on our physicality tonight. So if everyone can just go around the room and tell me what you like about my body, I would appreciate that. Because I already know I'm incredibly intelligent, and my personality is shit, so like, this is really all I have. my friend who I'm going to bring up, he's got a big old butt and a winning smile, so please give it up for Winston Carter! Hi, Winston Carter.
Yeah, this is my kind of show where I come on stage and immediately sit down.
Yeah, that's what I like too. Yeah. All right, so what do you guys like about the way I look?
We're going to be here until you answer.
Yeah.
We're going to be here.
I probably shouldn't have asked that after telling you just how sweaty I was. But it's getting worse.
I like how it doesn't seem that you're sweating.
I put a lot of powder on my face to pretend, but it's like, it's here. It's happening. What was it?
There you go. Love your hair.
Thank you. That you felt go. Really natural there and not go. Forced at all. I love this show.
Just
let's just do this all
20 more
night.
People to get through before we can start the show.
What else do you like about
Don't
yourself?
Don't off the hook. No.
I'll just give you guys ideas.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I also have a great butt. I don't know if you saw. It's like fucking amazing. What about you, Winston? What's something else great about you? Should we just do this? Is this all we're going to do?
If you're here to be on the show, you can leave. You can get out of here. That's it.
The comedians we bring up tonight are just going to compliment us. Lauren, can you lock the door? This is great. This is my dream.
You say that very unconvincingly. Do not sound.
I think it's because every time we paused, I got nervous that maybe people won't think of anything. It was my insecurity.
Oh no, it's a tough thing. Okay, they're working. They came here to enjoy it.
All right. We won't put them on the spot.
Yeah, then. No. Let's move on. I believe I speak for the room. I say we All should right. move on.
Should we bring up a comedian? I kind of yes. want to know how you're doing, but
I'm doing fine. I'm feeling great. I'm happy to be here. That's all you need to know about me ever.
You sound like you're hiding something.
Yeah. I did. I hit a pedestrian on the way here.
What?
I didn't.
Did they deserve it?
I didn't. I'm going to go with yes, because I definitely killed them. So yeah, it'll be fine.
All right, we're going to edit that part out.
Yeah. You guys are going to feel real bad laughing at like 11 o'clock tonight.
All right, folks, let's interrupt some comedians, shall we? This next comedian, he's got a show coming up on April 8th. That's a Friday at the Lyric Hyperion LA Comedy Club. Please give it up for the lovely John Huck.
Hi. I like doing comedy around a lot of books because it reminds me I should probably learn to read. So I just launch into this and then you guys decide when. Okay. I'm married and by the way, I like whatever's going on. Like you just blatantly called him out for nose hair and then he was like, and she snores. Just so you know, that is, I hope, me and my wife get to that point instead of me just like, you farted. And she's like, if you fucking tell anyone, I'll kill you. But we don't have kids and we're not gonna have kids. We're not planning on having kids. We're not doing that. And some people, yeah, a lot of people try to give theirs away when I say that. But then a lot of people just, they can't fathom. They're like, what are you talking about? You're not having kids. Like, And they try to like convince you that it's a good idea. Oh, you'd make a great dad. Like, really? I don't want kids. How does that? How would that make me a great? Oh yeah, nah, you fucker. I don't know. Like, so I have one guy. I was at a dinner party or whatever. He's like, oh yeah, you're married. Oh yeah, you're gonna have kids. I'm like, no. He's like, oh man, you should have kids. I go, why? He goes, because we have kids. Points at him and his wife, and I was like, well, that is a convincing argument. That's like me walking out of a restaurant with an F in the window, like, yeah, I have food poisoning. Oh, you should get food poisoning. Hurry, get in there. Try the mayonnaise. It's old.
What do you hate most about children?
Well, that's the rest of it is why I don't hate kids. Like
I want you to tell me what you hate.
I sound like I will say this: when I see kids in public, like for like a long time, when I would see a kid in public, my first thought would be like, how is anyone a pedophile? Kids are so annoying. Like, it used to enrage me. Like, I would get mad. I saw a kid was like saying, I don't like that man's shirt at the store the other day, and he was pointing at me. The mom wasn't doing anything. I was like, that kid's going on a list, and he can just fuck right off. No, I'm not anti-kid. I feel like I used to be. Like, I used to think they were soft-brained and weak-willed, and I've sort of changed that. I feel like even without kids, like that shit's wired into my man brain, and I'm not trying to divide us into groups sexually, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying, like, as a man, I feel like I'm predisposed to not like children, and we get to a certain age, I think it's like 35, and even if you don't have kids, men's brains sort of go into this dad collective consciousness, and then this we sort of like start thinking like dads, and I feel like that's something, I don't know if I care for that, but I feel like dads are, you know, they want you to be like everyone else. Dads love conformity, you know what I mean? They'll say things like, I'm like, here's what it is. Any generation that comes after men, like we look at that generation, and if they have one more item of convenience, comfort, or practicality, we look at them and we're like, oh yeah, you're just a bunch of pussies. Like, we feel like they're inferior because they have something that we didn't have growing up. Like, oh, they're weak because they have this thing. Like, I remember my brother got a cell phone. Like, it was like one of the first, like, I never seen a cell phone before. My brother gets a cell phone. My dad's like, oh, Mr. Big Shot needs a we call it a mobile phone. You need a mobile phone, huh? And my brother was just trying to defend himself. He's like, in case anybody's like, oh, you getting calls, huh? Are you? Oh, you're doing a lot of, okay, I'll call you right now. Pay your rent or move out, Mr. Business. And I was like, oh, this is going well. And then like 7 months later, everyone has a cell phone. And magically, even my dad, and magically, he doesn't mention it ever again and just uses his phone to send awful political emails to his kids. But that's, oh yeah, go
ahead. Wait, so do you feel like you're becoming a dad even though you don't have children?
I'm trying not to. It's like a thing, but it's like men, the generations that come after this, it's been going on forever. We will mock mercilessly someone who has a thing we didn't have growing up. And I think that's been going on. Like, I remember my friend, got called a little bitch by his dad when he suggested getting a automatic garage door opener. My friend was 11, okay? I was also 11. This wasn't like last week where I'm like, my 11-year-old friend and I went to his dad's house. But you know what I mean? Like, that kind of, like, that's a, like, and it's been going on through all of history, you know what I mean? You look at the guy, it's something we use all the time, pillows. Like, I like a good pillow, right? Everyone likes a good pillow, gets a good night's sleep, right? I guarantee you the first guy was like, hey, look, I made a pillow. You can put your head on it. There was a group of dudes that was older than that guy, and they were like, oh my God, and they just wanted to be like everyone else. Like, oh, you too good to put your head on a pointy rock, huh? Just wake up with blood on your skull and a splitting headache like everybody else. It's like everybody, my dad, that was the phone thing. He was like, my brother's like, I got something. My dad's like, just use the phone attached to the kitchen wall with that shitty cord on it like everybody else. And you can take that, like the guy who invented the wheel, same deal. Guys, I invented the wheel. It's going to make our chores easier. Oh, look at fancy loincloth over there, huh? You invented the wheel, did you? Just begrudgingly push a lot of square blocks around like everybody else. You too good for us, huh? It's insane. And then you can take it all the way back to fire. Like fire, the thing we would all be dead, right? Guy's like, oh man, I invented fire. We could cook. Oh my God, you butt fart. Just eat your raw brontosaurus meat and die of dysentery at age 12 like everybody else. And I feel like, I'm just trying to get through this all the way through time. Pillows, guy who invented fire.
Wait, how do you feel about like self-driving cars, like the more recent things?
Oof, not a good idea. Not a good idea. Look, I was just out driving here. People can't drive. Like, people program self-driving cars. People can't drive. They're the ones programming the cars. I don't trust it. I don't trust it. I think it's a terrible idea. It'll be the death of many people. And I mean, you could blame your running over a pedestrian. You could just say, as I got a Tesla, drives its own. You're like, no, it's an 83 Honda Civic. You're like, yeah, it's not going to, doesn't self-drive. I thought it was a self-driving car. That's the excuse. Oh, I thought I had a self-driving car. Sir, step out of your Ford Focus. I'm just naming cars I've had. I don't know what you drive. I don't. Step out of your Pontiac Le Mans 1979 with a bench seat. I feel like...
Did that have
seat
belts?
Not in the back. I mean,
okay.
Maybe, but I don't think we ever... The whole thing growing up was like, you don't need seat belts in the back. Hey, it was like, there was no... Like,
did
I didn't
your dad think that was bullshit?
My dad didn't care. I remember a friend asking, hey, are there seat belts back here? My dad's like, where are you going? The moon? Shut the goddamn door. I'm missing Rockford Files. Let's go. Now enjoy these cigarettes with the windows rolled up. I don't know if I'm showing my age or not, but this is what I wanted to say. I think kids, like, I will say, like, in the last couple of years, I've seen kids, like 16 and 20-year-old kids, like, literally do good. You know what I mean? They organize, they protest, they're enacting positive change in society. And I see that, I'm like, oh, maybe I've been a little harsh on the kid thing. And I want to say, you know, I'd like to say that I've come a long way on kids, but that sounds pervy, so I'm not going to say it like that. But I will say, like, I think kids are all right in a very non-sexual way. And I feel like...
Do you think that sounds worse?
Like, I have to... Oh, I like kids in a non-sexual way. Like, yeah, thanks, guy. No one was thinking the other way. You can leave that last part off. People will get where you're coming from. I like kids. Now, I don't know. Maybe it does sound worse. But I want to say that I think the reason, like, kids, like, well, these kids that are, like, I'm not going to be out protesting and trying to enact. I have bad knees and soft hands. I can't get out there. That's not for me. So, look, I melt in the sun. I can't be outside. But I feel like kids today are, like, better than we were as adults. Do you know what I mean? I feel like, and this is going to be, so, like, I think it's participation trophies, which I know is a super unpopular opinion for a guy like me in his 40s to have. But I think, like, most men my age are like, you're going to make a kid soft. He's going to, just for showing up, he gets a trophy. What is this shit? Like, I don't know. I mean... Yeah, maybe it would make them whiny and entitled, but I never got participation trophies growing up, and I was a completely entitled little asshole. Like, I was like, me, now, more, mine. And in my defense, I was raised white. That's kind of our thing. But I feel like there's better... Yeah.
I like how you just said you were raised white. Like, you weren't actually white.
White people raised me.
Raised that way.
Yes. Midwest, what are you going to do? Couldn't argue against it.
What were you actually?
A white, but I was raised to be whiter than I would have been had I been raised, you know, by my parents. My mom will not like that. She's like, I don't understand, raised white. What? That's just who you are. I don't... Yeah, but it's mockable, so it's okay to... But here's... participation trophies. Me, mine, now. What is the actual harm in giving a kid a trophy for just showing up, right? That's the whole thing. Are you going to give him a trophy for just showing up? Yeah, because it encourages kids to try and to be there. And when you show up, that's step one. Mentally and physically showing up is step one for fucking everything. Everything you do is you got to show up first, right? And I feel like What did I feel like? Oh, yeah, we gave a generation of kids participation trophies, and now we have a generation of young adults who believe that everyone should be treated fairly and equally, which is, ugh, gross, it's disgusting. But also, like, why is that bad? Like, how is that? I feel like what we're seeing is bad. Not bad. Not bad. Because, yeah, I don't know if you've, like, looked outside or looked around recently, but adults are garbage. And I feel like we don't call that out enough. I'm part of the problem. Like, I just the other day I went on a hike and I saw this kid listening to music on external speakers, and I was trying to enjoy the quiet of nature, and I wanted to shove this kid off the hiking trail and down the side of Griffith Park. But as I got close to him, I realized it wasn't a kid. It was a man, a grown man in a sweatshirt that he shouldn't have been wearing. And so I just shoved him twice as hard because he should have fucking known better. He should have known better. Who has time to deal with that shit?
Do you have any last words?
Yeah. 67. I'm 100. Yeah, I wanted to say that I believe the prophet Whitney Houston was right. Children are the future, but just not like my future. You know what I mean? Those are my last words.
Beautiful.
Thank you, guys. This was a lot of fun. I appreciate it. Thank you.
John Hutt!
And I'm only taking off now because my cat is sick. I'm not a dick who just comes in and then pops out like an asshole because I drive a Toyota. All right.
Go fix your cat. Thank you, John Huck. One more time for John Huck.
John Huck is John Huck on Twitter and John_Huck on Instagram. You can also find him at johnhuck.me.
Now we rank them, right?
Yeah. By their physicality. Okay. Really good beard. Yeah.
Tall.
I want to shove somebody off a cliff. That sounds good. Should I say that out loud?
I'm going to let you keep going. See where you land.
No, I'm done. Hi. Were you going to say something?
No. I'm just watching you fall apart.
I was just going to introduce the next comedian.
Go for it.
I'm just trying to... Do you guys want to shove somebody off a cliff? And if so, who? You guys want to shove each other off a cliff.
This is being recorded. We'll use it as evidence. So just be aware.
That's all this show is. We try to get people to walk into crimes.
Yeah. The first comedy show, that's also a confession.
This next comedian has a new album out called A Special Place in Hell. Ooh. And he's amazing. Please give it up for Andrew Johnston.
I'd also like to quote the late prophet Whitney Houston and say, I'm your baby tonight. Mwah. Anyway, much better song. Dolly and Winston, everyone, keep it going. Dolly and Winston, I'm so sorry. For before the show, I came up to him and I was like, Gabe? Which is Dolly's partner. But listen, the only reason I book fucking anything is because people think I'm John Early. So right there with you. Anyway, okay, cool. Anyway, she wishes. Anyway. Okay, a few things off the top. Number one, I'm Andrew Johnson. This is Christina Aguilera. It is not, as some people guessed, Gwen Stefani. I would never wear the merch of someone that married Blake Shelton. And don't you ever fucking forget it. Number two, I was here last week due to send, she can tell you, I was up here off the top and a bunch of teens congregated outside of the door, which you can see like right through that window, and they were literally doing the most stereotypically teen antics. Literally, they were doing this. And then I was like, teens! Oh my God. And it was a very sitcom principal moment, and it was really hot. Anyway,
I have not seen that in like decades. I didn't know that was passed down to the next generation.
Well, I think it's just an organic move on behalf of teens.
I guess
cross-generationally,
so.
In any event. Okay, yeah, now we'll get into the meat of it. All right, so Andrew Johnson again. Just for those of you who I don't know or don't know well yet, let me just get you up to snuff on my life story really quickly. Okay, really quickly. So, okay, my roots are planted in the past, and though my life is changing fast, who I am is who I want to be. A single mom who works two, count them, two jobs, who loves her kids and never stops, with gentle hands and the heart of a fighter. I'm Reba. I'm basically Reba. Except a bigger freak in the sheets and the streets. No. I'm a survivor. The same, I'm sorry to say, cannot be said to several alt social media accounts that I recently put to rest. Let me tell you about them. That's right, folks. I've given up the ghost of ever going viral. Here's what they are in order of popularity, or I guess unpopularity. The first one was a Tumblr blog. Do you remember Tumblr? And remember when Tumblr was like, no more porn? And everyone was like, oh, you thought we were doing anything else on here? Fuck you, bah. Anyway, so I did have a non-porn blog on Tumblr, shock of shock. It was called Friends of Liesel, which is a reference to the film Death Becomes Her, in which, I don't know if anyone's seen that before, in which Meryl Streep, we know her, and Goldie Hawn, maybe we know her, starred as two bitter arch rivals who are granted eternal life by way of a mysterious potion procured for them by an internal succubus portrayed by Isabella Rossellini, which is how it's pronounced. And her name was Liesel, and hence the name, Friends of Liesel. So basically it was just me cataloging like actresses who I thought refused to age. Oh, honey, 10 years apart. Screenshots with a sly, clever caption or whatever. An example would be, so you know Gabrielle Union, you know, actress, right? And we all know Bring It On, right? Cool. Ooh, it's cold in here. There must be some cobras in the atmosphere, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it was like, you know, like Gabrielle Union 2000, Gabrielle Union 2010. She looked great. And like the caption was like, when Gabrielle Union said Bring It On, she certainly wasn't talking to the visible signs of aging. She looks great. She looks great. Looks great. Has not aged today. 20 years. All right. Another example. While we're at it. All right. Who's the boss of Judith Light? Well, not time. Judith Light. More like Judith Tight. And that is how she's keeping it. She looks fucking amazing. A third and final one, just to really go out on the rule of threes. You got it, dude. Bonnie's aging rate. Bonnie Raitt, 10 out of 10. Bonnie Raitt looks better than anyone in this room. Fucking fight me, honestly. Anyway, so on and so forth, whatever. Anyway, archived but retired. Okay, do you have anything? Yes, please.
Do you think Tumblr went down because of the porn?
Yes, of course. Why the fuck else was anyone there? I mean, for every Friends of Liesel, there were like 100 highly curated like kink blogs. Like highly curated.
Do they even still exist? Does it still
Tumblr, exist? I guess technically still does, but like I get like emails all the time being like, check these 5 blogs out. And I'm like, aren't you dead? Get out of here. Beyond the Grave, Tumblr from Beyond the Grave. Yeah, no, they, oh God. What a wasted business opportunity. But yeah, no, anyway. Friends of Liesel still, you know, it's archived. I'm not updating anymore. Anyway, okay. So I do have another Tumblr blog, too, that I recently retired. It was called WWOWW, which stood for White Women of Wendy Williams. And it was white female audience members at the Wendy Williams show whenever the camera cut to them for reaction shots. So you were my audience. Where were you? It had two fucking moods. It had this... and this, ooh, that was the floor and ceiling. Can't believe that didn't take off. Anyway, and then the third one was a Twitter account, and it was at Sally Draper's period on Twitter. Do you remember the prestige period drama Mad Men? And do you remember how Sally Draper, the eldest Draper, got her period in a bathroom at the MoMA? Because I do, and I'll never forget it. I remember watching that. My first reaction was, ugh! My second one was, I've got to get that Twitter handle. So I did. At Sally Draper's period, my first tweet was, well, I'm here. And then throughout that first week, I tweeted things like, oh, I sure hope my dad Don doesn't find out about this. He'll be crushed. Hashtag innocence lost. And like, can't wait for tampons to exist soon. Because I think that they were invented in the 70s, if anyone knows offhand. And there are no menstrual product historians in the house. That's a shock. Anyway. Anyway, cool, cool, cool. At the end of that first week, guess how many interview requests from Vulture magazine were waiting for the man behind Sally Draper's period on Twitter? 0.000 is how many. So, waste of time. Recently released that back into the wild. Anyone wanting to take their career to the next level, I happen to know that at Sally Draper's period is up for grabs. And I wish you better luck with it than I had.
Yes. How salty will you be if it blows up like next week?
No saltier than I already am. Honestly. Honestly. Que sera, sera these days. P.S. it's not going to, trust me. Kiernan Shipka didn't even follow me back. Kiernan, Sally Draper herself did not even follow that back. In any event, okay, Dahlia, anything?
Well, you mentioned being a freak in the sheets, and yes. I was just wondering what thread count, because you seem like you must have fancy sheets.
I mean, oh, quite high. Over the pandemic, I was like, yeah, you spend a third of your life in bed. Me, more like two-thirds of my life in bed. Like, I'm just like, you want it to be comfortable. You try, like, I bought a Casper mattress, you know, with stimulus, thank you. But, like, yeah, best investment you'll make is in your own rest. In your own bed rest, really. Honestly.
You answered quite high.
No.
You
didn't now, that up. Said, I'll tell you, I am much more selective about whom I bring in there now because of that. So I do a lot more couch fucking because my bed... My bedding is nice, yes. Yeah. There's a lot more kind of like, it's time for you to go. Yeah, there's a lot of, yeah. A lot more, yes. So, multiple towels are lied down, yeah.
So what kind of person gets to see the sheets versus like who gets delegated to the couch?
Honestly, persistent ones. Honestly, like I don't know if anyone can relate with this, but like I'm someone who like, if you keep trying, it's going to happen. You know, like, if you send me a message every day, you're going to get a window where it's like, all right. Like, yeah, there have been some people who otherwise, but it'd be like, well, all right. Okay, cool. You know?
No means no until it means yes. That's the message.
No will eventually mean yes. Yes. Okay. All right.
With you personally.
Oh my God. Well, let me get t-shirts made with that. Oh, they're going to sell out in a second. Visit my Redbubble shop. All right. Okay. No, I have another one that I want to do. Okay. All right. Okay. Because we're at 8 minutes, guys. Can you believe it? Time flies when you're having fun. All right. Okay. So does anyone here subscribe to the New York Times? Aisha Alpha, who is coming up later. So, Aisha, I'm wondering if you can do me a favor. In the immediate future, if there are any articles that I want to read, can I please send you a link to them? And can you copy and paste the rich text into a PDF and send them to me? Because, you see, I am unable right now to justify a subscription to the Gray Lady because I am currently subscribed to too many OnlyFans accounts. I am spending upwards to and including $120 a month on OnlyFans accounts. And before you say, well, just fucking unsubscribe. Oh, were it only that easy. It'd be like breaking up with 12 people. It would be, well, 10 people and two couples. It is, I'm very emotionally attached at this point. It's very, and they're all people that I know, too. Like, it's all, and here's how that happened. Okay, here's quite an anthropological study. All right, so during the pandemic, a lot of, like, gay guys on Twitter that I know, like, hot gays on, or not Twitter, on Instagram, started Instagrams, which were like thirst traps in the name of body positivity. I'm sure this happens in the straight world too. I don't know, and frankly, I don't want to know. But, you know, so it would be like a picture of their ass against a landscape with like a Brené Brown quote, right? Like, courage is contagious, right? You know, it's just like, oh, body positivity. And then every so often, they'd get bored, and they'd be like, you know, Instagram story, bored, ask me anything. And invariably, one of their lurker followers would be like, show me your dick. Send me a photo of your dick. You are naked all the time. Send me a picture of your dick. Not a big deal, right? And then they would screen cap and they'd be like, so inappropriate. So inappropriate. This is a body positivity account. I am a gay male Lizzo. How dare you? And but then, every so often, there would be an Instagram story that'd be like, click here for premium content. And it would redirect you to their OnlyFans account, and I clicked on all of them, and I subscribed to all of them. And my goodness, I know a librarian who is into public jerk offery. An ex of mine who is an elementary school teacher is into piss drinkery. I know someone who gets off on being pantsed. So, like, videos of him standing there, and he's like, someone comes and pantses him. And he's like, oh, there is one video where he gets pantsed, and he is hard, and his hard dick comes out of his pants, and he comes. He can come from being pantsed, and that is his most liked video. I don't think I need to tell you. He's doing really well. Yeah, he's got a lot of followers. I think that he's probably going to be able to just support himself from that moving forward. And I'm really happy for him. But what I'm happier for is me, because now that I've done that as a bit, I'm going to try and write off all those OnlyFans subscriptions on my taxes this year. So thank you. Anything?
Does he know he's going to be pantsed? Because that's the
yes.
whole thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What if he doesn't see it coming? Is it still great? Or
no, I mean, you've set up a camera before. Like, you don't just set up a camera and be like, oh, sure hope I'm not pantsed.
Well, is he like, don't tell me when you're going to do it?
No, he has an accomplice. Yeah. Okay. He has an accomplice. He has a partner who, you know, a partner in pantsing crime.
How much in total are you paying for all of these?
Over $120 a month. And that's not even the Just for Fans subscriptions that I... Because you can get away with more on Just for Fans. Anyway, you don't need every party's consent to post on Just for Fans. So there's been a huge migration there. See, Tumblr snoozes. It loses. Like now. You know.
Is there a comment section?
Comments? Oh, yeah.
What are you
can't see that it's me following these things. It's just like, OF user, blah, 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 blah. Anyone who has one, it's just a series of numbers, right? Like, it's not like, unless you out yourself, which, oh my God, I would never do that. But, you know, I mean, if those people came and saw me do this bit, then they'd be like, oh, but anyway, you know. I wouldn't want to give them the satisfaction, quite frankly. Anyway.
Wow. Winston?
Yeah. That would normally be like a 6-minute set. Do you want me to wrap it up?
Yeah, I was going to ask, okay. Do you have any last words?
Y'all do this one. Okay, so what would you say is your favorite Scarlett Johansson role? Pardon me, what would you say is your favorite non-Asian Scarlett Johansson role? I'll go first. It's got to be Black Widow, right? Because it reminds me of the song Black Widow. You know that song by Iggy Azalea? Remember her? Featuring Rita Ora? Remember her? Which in turn reminds me about how a very good friend of mine for a very long time misheard the lyrics of that song as, I'm gonna love ya, I'm gonna love ya, like a black widow baby. As if she was saying black little baby. But pronouncing the word little as widdle. This came to a very unfortunate head one day when he came up to me and was like, why is she saying that she wants to love him like a black little baby? Like, are black children more adorable or something? To which, of course, the answer is, unequivocally, a yes. Yeah. Always love it when the audience finishes that for me. I was going there. Anyway, yeah, okay, I guess that's going to be it. Unless you have something to say about that. It's a very dead-ass true story. My friend Zach.
Good. Thank you so much. Yeah, Andrew Johnston. Andrew Johnston is _ Andrew Johnston on Twitter and Mandrew Bronston on Instagram. I loved you in Search Party.
It is hard to be hyped sitting down like this. It is. I'm like, give it up. And I'm like, I can do better than that.
It's a very comfortable couch.
It's like, yeah, I'm like the most relaxed. There's a legitimate like slant. Like if I dropped a coin on the other side of the room, it would be gone.
And I wouldn't go pick it up because that would be really hard.
It's not your job. Hey, no, because it's not your job. Hey, let me tell you how entitled you are, all right? Let me tell you all the rights you have.
No, I would want to. I just wouldn't be able to. I was going to bring up something because we were talking about how good looking we both are. And I remember I told you once that I think you look like me. And I don't
know. You did?
Yeah, oh, I guess right. You don't remember that. I was like, I'm not sure if he took that as a compliment or not.
I think it was a compliment.
Okay. Because I was like, I feel like we look like we could be related. But okay, you don't remember that conversation, so I'm going to move on.
No, I believe that. I think
Do
we could
look like we could be related? I don't know. You look like every one of my cousins. I don't know.
I've got some Arab in me. I'm a little bit. I did my ancestry recently.
Oh.
Fucking everything.
Really?
I'm so many things.
What kind of things?
I'm so many things. I'm like sub-Saharan African.
Okay.
I'm Irish and British. And Whoa. I'm from the Levant. We got Lebanese, y'all. Y'all been to Carousel over here? That's our food.
Wait, so they don't specify food. Like where mm-hmm. in sub-Saharan Africa?
Mali like... and okay. Nigeria. I've got a lot of Nigerian
West
in me.
Africa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, that's all I know about those places.
Well, let's not research
my
the
dad
British
was
part.
Not around. Let's keep going.
All right.
Hey, guys, that was a joke. I made a joke about it. It's all right. I feel okay about it.
We got a couple comedians left. I feel like I'm high or so. This couch really is making me like slower
I'm
than.
I'm telling you, it's fucking. I'm like too relaxed.
Yeah. We should have brought some coffee up here.
No, I'll get that. Oh, you want me to do that? All right, come on, let's go. All right, we got two more left. No one believed me. No one believed me for a second. All right, come on. How far do I have to lean forward before we start having some energy? All right? Is this it? You don't need me to go past the mic?
He's going to fall over.
Yeah. Y'all want to see me try to get up for a minute?
One of us is going to hurt ourselves. Next comedian has a podcast called Women Who Kill. It's about lady murderers. Check it out. Give it up for Kai!
Don't start my time yet. I don't trust you people. So I'm a poor person. I'm a poor person. I have a roommate. I live with a roommate. She's also my ex. Yeah, she's also a lesbian. Since before we started dating, I see the wheels turning. She's here too. I'll let you guess who it is. But whatever you're thinking, you're probably correct. She's a good person. She's a good person. She's bad at two things though. don't get mad at me. She's bad at cooking. She's bad at cleaning. And she's like, you can't say that. That's sexist. You can't do that. I'm like, I'm not telling you to clean up after me. I'm telling you to clean up after yourself. That's not sexist. Okay, maybe it's a little sexist when I yell it. You know? But if it's sexist for me to tell you to clean up after yourself, it is also racist for you to expect me to clean up after you for free. Can we say that? Can we agree on that? Can we agree? She's like, okay, fine. I will give you that. If we can agree that it is anti-Semitic that you think I would expect anything for free. Okay. Good point. Who won that argument? I think it was a draw. So I said to her a couple weeks ago, I was like, hey, how come when we first met, your apartment was spotless? You're so clean. And she goes, my roommate had OCD. My roommate loved to clean. So I said, hey, you know, you could have told me that like before we moved in together. Here's the thing, because up until just a few years ago, I was under the impression that you were really clean. And she says to me, she goes, well, up until a few years ago, I was under the impression that you were really a lesbian. So, good point. But we did not break up when I first started transitioning, so technically zero lesbians in the room. Zero lesbians in the room. You got grandfathered into club bisexual. That happened. Yeah.
So the breakup wasn't like around the transition. Does that mean it was?
No, the breakup was over me being a terrible person. just, you know? It was just, she hated me for me, you know? That's progressive. People like to ask stupid questions, though, when they find out that you're trans. Strangers like to ask real personal questions. Like, at a show, this guy came up to me. He was like, hey, bro, you're real funny and everything, but let me ask you a question. And I was like, absolutely not. And he goes, no, I want to know. You a dick? You got one? And I was like, bro, are you hitting on me right now? Like, he's like, nah, bro, I'm straight. I just want to know. So I'm like, okay, all right. Yeah, yeah, I got a bunch of them in a box under my bed. He's like, I'm not talking about dildos, bro. I'm like, me neither. Keep asking personal questions. I'm gonna need a bigger box. He goes, no. If you weren't born with a dick, here's what, you're a girl. You'll always be a girl. I'm like, all right, bro, if I'm a girl, let's go make out in the back. Let's go. And he's like, nah, fuck that shit. That's gay. Which is it? Make up your mind. You can't be homophobic and transphobic at the same time. This, yeah, pick one. Pick a struggle. What's up?
Do you feel like you've experienced straight privilege or male privilege since transitioning?
Yeah, I do like that when I walk outside at night, now I get the sidewalk all to myself. That's tight. White women never gave me space before, you know? You get scared. It's crazy. You get scared. I'm 5'4". You still get scared. 5'6" if you're looking at my driver's license. Did you guys know you could just put anything on there? Like, no one who works at the DMV gets paid enough to care. It's crazy. Like, now every time I go into the DMV, I just change something else. First time I went in, like, I changed my gender. That was legit. Second time, went down to my high school weight. And this is what 115 looks like. Next time I go in, I'm getting blue eyes. So when I get pulled over, you know what cops do when they're sitting behind you, right? They're thinking about whether they're gonna pull you over. They type your plate into that computer, right? They're gonna be like, So it says here that guy's 6'3", blonde hair, blue eyes. Doesn't look like it from here. But the DMV doesn't lie, so go get that Escalade. Yeah, I found out there's certain things that you can't do as a man. Sometimes I forget. Like, I forget that I can no longer lotion my legs in a parked car. People get weird about it. They get real weird about it. Like, I can no longer be openly excited to see a Girl Scout. Can't do that. Can't be coming out of the supermarket like, oh, hold up there. Yeah, little lady, I've been waiting for you. Let me tell you, it is your lucky day. Why are you running?
Ugh. Do you have any last words?
Do I have any last? It's just like not what I want to hear after I spend like 10 minutes talking about being trans. You're not leaving Glendale tonight. You already said lock the doors earlier. No, that's it for me. Thank you.
You can find Kai at KaiComedy.com, and you can also find his stand-up special, Kaipocalypse Now, on YouTube, or you could listen to the digital album on Bandcamp.
We have one comedian left. Are you guys ready for her? This next comedian has an album called All the Parts. Please give it up for Aisha Alpha.
This is so... I've never been to this room before. This is great.
Welcome.
Thank you. Like, it's your... Thank you for all the bottles of wine you've provided and for your Venmo and just not actually standing there to take the money from people. It's very sweet. It does feel like we're in, like, someone's weird basement. I'm sorry. It's very hard for me to focus right now. I'm wearing this is way too much. Every time I fucking come to the show, I give way too much information away. I'm wearing a bra that does not have a lot of like oomph to it. Not even lift. Who said lift? Why do you? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Like the most. Like you just sitting there like you're in the lowest seat possible. She's just like heckling quietly and politely from the like. It doesn't have a lot of lift. Aha! What? You have, okay, yes. I just posted about how, I'm like, people are always like, I'm a mom, and they're like, oh yeah, your titty's never gonna be up. And I was like, they were never up, okay? They grew like down, okay? That's just how, and I like them still. I just posted a little thing that said like, you got long swingy titties, someone's still gonna suck them. Right? For me right now, it is two small children, but whatever. One day, my husband's gonna get a little loop into his mouth with one. He's starting it. What I was gonna say. In fairness, I should never leave a pause. You know what I mean? Like, I'm wearing a bra that doesn't have a lot of, what do you guys got for me? Like. It doesn't have any padding because I'm a new mom, so when I get excited, my nipples just spew milk. So you look very polite, and I'm sorry. It's like when you go to see Shamu sometimes, just watch out. I have a feeling this is gonna be a great set. It's just too much information. I do, I have two kids. I think that I'm the only one who has kids tonight. Does anyone else? You guys have a kid. Is that your kid right there? That's nice. You just make her sit behind you at the show. I saw you like sneakily like reach for their wine. I was like, oh, this bitch gonna steal their wine. And then I realized, oh, you guys are family. This yeah, exactly. This is all you. It's fairness. You guys are going to, like, clean everyone out and just, like, you know, go back to your rooms in the back together. It's very nice. I like it. I have a nine-month-old and I have a two-and-a-half-year-old. Yeah, it's a lot. And, like, most of them, most of their lives have been during the pandemic. But now it's nice. It's nice to go outside my house. But I don't know. It's a lot. You know what I mean? Like, this is why the bra thing. I was like, I'm also very self-conscious right now that my nipples are pointing in different directions. Like, there's a lot happening in my own head right now. And I can't ask you guys I don't want to leave any fucking blanks with you. You know what I mean? Like, my nipples are, she's like, too big, in the wrong direction. Too pointy, the wrong color. I don't know. I mean, like. But no, I have, I don't know. I'm like, okay, so I 3 years ago, I was single and now I have two kids and I'm married, right? A lot has happened for me in the last little bit. And I also became an American. So this is like, everything has changed. And we got married and like, we went on our honeymoon and we got pregnant on our honeymoon and I had only known him for like a year. So like, it's just, there's a lot, you know, happening and people are like, but you guys were like trying for kids, right? And I was like, I guess, you know what I mean? But like, I'm old, right? Like I'm now 42. So I had my kid when I was 39. And I was like, all my friends, when they were trying, they're like, you know, it took us like a year. So I was like, oh, we'll try for a while, whatever. And then I'll just become too old. Then we won't have to worry about it, right? Because I was like, I could take it or leave it with kids. I don't know. I was like, I don't really care, whatever. But like, you know, then we started like trying and like instantly, like I was so fucking fertile and like nobody, there should be like an indicator, right? Like a full or empty. Like your period should come out a different color. You know what I mean? When you're like getting older and the babies aren't going to happen. So you can be like, ah, raw dog. I don't know. But like we got real pregnant real fast. And so now we have, yes.
Where did you have your honeymoon?
Oh, such a sweet question after all my like, raw dog. Oh, well, we went to Hawaii.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had never been before. It's amazing. I mean, if you go and you're trying, trust me, you don't have a baby. They have the most delicious fruits. They have like, it's just like, it's a paradise. You feel relaxed, like your ovaries open up, you know, like it's very, if you want to have a baby, go there, you know? That's all I'm saying, but there were some jokes I wanted to tell, but, oh yeah, okay. So anyway, people knew that I was old. They knew that I didn't really care if I was going to have a baby or not, whatever. But then when like I got pregnant, people were like, oh my God, what a miracle, right? Like, it's so beautiful. It's such a miracle. And I was like, it's not though, right? Like, we all know how babies are made, and that's not a miracle, right? Like, that's fucking, okay? Like, you know, a miracle is like something that cannot be explained by like scientific or natural law. Pretty sure having sex is not complicated, right? Like, there's miracles. If you're like God is good, miracles, you know what I mean? Miracles happen. God is good. You walk into a church, there's like stained glass windows made about miracles. Like Jesus walking on water, just ha-ha, like that's a miracle. There's like just like Jesus when he made like water into wine, they're like, ah, miracle. There's no stained glass window of just Jesus boning, you know? Like, miracle, baby, miracle. That's not a miracle, right? I think it's really stupid because, like, we didn't even know. We've had sex lots, my husband and I. We had sex all the time. We didn't know it was creation that time. You should have to do something differently in order for fucking to make a human being, is all I think. Like, while you're having sex, you should have to, like, you know, volunteer at the same time. Just, like, ladling soup, like, you got it, man. And then just, like, pow, you get a baby. Or like you fucking and like you reading literature and like staring into each other's eyes and you come at the exact same time while you finish the last page of the book. That's how you make a baby. For me, I'm like, I think that with my first child, we conceived the time that I stuck my finger up my husband's butt. Did you just look at your daughter like, yeah, you too?
I'm curious if you guys have decided, like, at what age your kids will be allowed to hear your stand-up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not sure. I feel like I'm a very open mom. Like, I'm very much like today my kid, when I picked him up from preschool, was like, Mama, I think my penis hurts. And I was like, okay, let's look at it. And I was like, I guess we should go home first, right? Like, I'm very much, like, open, right? So I feel like I'm going to, like, just, if I'm going to say it to you guys, I should be able to say it in front of my kids. That's my philosophy. He doesn't know I talk about his penis, like, when I tell the story. But I also talk about my dad's dick, so this is okay. You know what I mean? Who said yes loudly? I love it. You know my joke. Yeah. He's like, I remember your dad. I mean that joke. Yeah. Andrew and I know each other from, like, before, from Canada, from, like, you know, yeah. Anyway, I feel like you're going to ask something.
Is sticking a finger up the butt the thing that makes it make a baby now?
I mean, I have not stuck my finger up my husband's butt again for fear of making children, and I made a second one. So I'm not sure what we are doing wrong. I kid you not, don't tell him I told you, he is getting a vasectomy next week. That is the God's honest truth.
Does he not know?
He's going to be sleeping, I'm like, shh. Just pull out a scalpel. Like, do you know, it's like the most easy procedure. I probably could do it myself and we would save some money, okay? He literally goes in, they go chip, 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 snip, snip, snip. The technical term for it, yes. Chip, 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 snip, snip, snip. And then they're just like, don't ride a horse for a day. That's the whole, that is all they tell you when you have a vasectomy. Do you know, like, I'm like, the other thing they told him, first of all, he had to buy a jock strap. And I was like, why though? Like, have you guys seen jock straps? What a weird question. I mean, obviously Andrew has, obviously. If you don't know, we can ask Andrew to like draw us a picture of it all. But like, he had to get jock straps. And I was like, wait a minute though. Couldn't they have just told you? He's like, I think it's for the support. And I was like, there are many other underwear styles that can support your balls. I think his doctor was fucking with him because he's like, you got to get jock straps. And he's like, okay. And then he told him, you have to ejaculate 30 times. Which I'm like, I can understand the science because, like, you have to release all the hounds, you know what I mean? Get them all out. get it all out, and then you
stop the show. Because my boyfriend has a vasectomy, and I didn't hear this part, so can you just confirm that? Like,
right?
Oh, okay.
I think his doctor is just fucking with him. Like, his doctor's like, yeah, put on a jock strap and masturbate a bunch of times and send me the video so I know that you're... I'm like, where did you find this guy? Like, you found him on Tumblr on Andrew's account. I won't be sad. If you show up at our house in, like, a little medical outfit, Andrew, I'm going to be...
Can I just ask 30 times in what time frame?
I don't even know. And then the other thing is, I'm not sure if my husband is fucking with me, if he's just like, you got to blow me, like, 30 times. I'm just like, I don't want to make a baby. Like, I'm just... I will do it because I am done. You know what I mean? I am done. And then it also begs the question, what comes out after a vasectomy? Maybe you can answer this then, because after it's like, I assumed that all the juice that comes out was like the sperms. Am I alone in this? Am I an idiot? Did I miss something in health class? Like, I want to know when the sperm doesn't come out, right? Like, I thought it was the juice came out because the sperms, we were swimming so hard out the penis. And it just bleh, like it, you know. But what's gonna come out now if there's no sperming?
I think it's like sperms, but they have X's for eyes.
You know now, on time 31 when he comes, I'm gonna take a microscope and look hard at it. I just think it's like it's gonna be some dust. You know what I mean? Just a when he comes.
It should be confetti. Like, congratulations, you're sterile.
At least the first time, once you're sterile, it should be. Yeah, absolutely. I'll look and I'll report back to all of you. What I wish I would have done is, like, you know, what comes out on the 31st time, and then just let you fill in the blank one more time, because I would have loved to hear what you had to say. Okay.
Question: yes. Was the vasectomy his idea or yours?
No, mine, 100%. He wants more children. And I was like, abso-fucking-lutely not. Like, no. And the thing is, a vasectomy can be undone. So, you know what I mean, real quick. It's not a big, like I said, snippity-snip, choppity-chop. Don't ride a horse. So, like, he could undo it if, like, I die and he has to, like, make babies with someone new. I did tell him if I die young and he gets remarried, he has to name his first child after me. And I'm not ashamed to admit that. And he has to tell his new wife that he loved me more and still loves me more. I have a lot of stipulations. I'm jealous as fuck, even in death. Ghost Aisha is a bitch, okay? I'm like, ooh, bitch, you number two, you know?
I was just about to ask you, if you did die young, would you plan on, like, haunting them?
Oh, 100%. I'm like... Also, part of it is, like, if I died young and I was a ghost, I'm not sure that I would, like, haunt right away because, hear me out. Like, okay, Andrew, when you were talking about Tumblr and, like, all the porn stuff, you know, it made me think back to all the, like, all my kinks, you know what I mean? If I became a ghost, nobody can see you. I was going to say for a while, forever, right? Like, until you reveal yourself. So they're like, I want to see how people mourn me, number one. I want to see if they replace me, if my husband replaces me. And then I'm a voyeur. I think I'm just going to admit that to you right now. You're making a podcast out of this. Like, you know, whatever. Scratch this part out. I fucking don't. Whatever. I wish, if people would ever, like, what would your superpower be if you could do anything? 100% instantaneously, I know it would be to be invisible. Because I want to watch people live their lives without them knowing that I'm watching. And it's not always about sex. I do. I mean, I'm not an idiot. I do want to watch people having sex. I want to see what people do when they don't know anyone's watching. But I just want to see, like, you know, like, how do you poop? I don't want to see the poop. I just mean, like, do you sing to yourself? Do you talk to yourself? Do you wipe enough? You know what I mean? Like, that's what I want to know. Those little intimate details is what I want to know. So I would absolutely haunt, but I would wait, like, a good 6 months before I started letting people know I was there, you know?
Do you have any last words?
I wish I did a joke. Oh, here's a last one. It's kind of quick, but I was blessed. Someone sent me, during the pandemic, a bidet. Do you guys, anyone else have a bidet? Yes? Right? You guys said, okay, it is, if you don't have one, I highly recommend. You can get these ones that just add on and they just spits a little bit of water on your boo-boo. I don't know. I'm like, I've been to, like, I used to live in Korea, and they, every, like, there's so many bidets. They're so high tech. And I don't understand. Like, my bidet was just an add-on one. And I didn't send any measurements of my booty or anything. And it's spot on every time. Like, I'm like, I still, like, I it gets me, and I still, I like, like, I do a little, I help it work. But I don't understand, like, is it an AI machine that's just like, like, how does it know my booty and my husband's booty? He's like 6'3", like, he has a smaller booty. I'm like, how does it get us right in the, you know? And I was trying to figure that out. But then also I realized mine, it has another setting called female. And if you turn it to that, it's supposed to then hit your front bits. And I was like, okay, it's so accurate on my little balloon knot that I was like, let's get it. And I turned it to female, and it shot out the side of the toilet. And I was like, what? I was like, wait a minute. It like gave me pause because I was like, are all my bits in the wrong place? Like, what's happening? Should my vagina be, like, on the side and I just never knew? But I think it's just, for sure, it's, like, the scientists who made this, right? Like, I assume it was made by scientists. But, like, the scientists who made it had just never been with a woman, right? And they're like, you got that butthole so good, Jerome. We're going to give you the lady parts, too. And he's like, oh, yeah, I know where those are. For sure, for sure, for sure, for sure. Gotcha, gotcha. I'm just going to make it squirt, like, just to the left of the asshole, right? We got the, like, just no one told him otherwise. Anyway, you guys are awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Aisha Alpha!
Aisha Alpha is Aisha Alpha on Twitter and Instagram, and you can find her at AishaAlpha.com. Winston Carter is Winstonius on Twitter and Instagram. Also, check out his band, Draken the Swamp Rats. I'm on social media, too. I'm Dahlia on whatever is left of Twitter. I'm not calling it X. Who's doing that? Nobody. And I'm Dahlia Malik on Instagram. I'm also on Blue Sky now. I don't know if that's going to take off, but Dahlia Malik on there, too. Mastodon. Does anyone use that? I don't, but I have it. You can follow me there. You can follow me on Clubhouse. Remember Clubhouse? Remember Stereo? I'm on those, too. All the pandemic apps. You might find me on some things where there's like one post, but I'm there. Dahlia.Malik on TikTok. You're not going to see any activity, but you could follow me.
Passwords are not for sharing, that I'm well aware. Planning all my moves to music, that's a Fred Astaire. Hanging since Clarissa explained that all you can't compare. All my friends are hella rare. All my pogs are hella rare. Interruption show.
Interruption show.
Interruption show.
Interruption show.
It's the interruption show.
Thank you for listening to Interruption Show. There will be more episodes coming soon. Subscribe to the podcast to find out when they're out. And follow the show on social media to find out when the show is coming to a live stage near you. That's Interruptions with 3 S's on Twitter, Interruption Show on Instagram, and Interruption Show on Facebook. See you next time.
Interruption Show.
Interruption Show.
Interruption Show.
Interruption Show.
Interruption Show.
Interruption Show.
It's the Interruption Show.